risen Christ. Amen. Many of you know that I have a ministry of offering prayers and blessings on the sidewalk once a week. Well, this past week, I saw a man I consider my friend. We met when he asked me for a blessing 4 or 5 years ago, and he's come back maybe 6 or 7 times since then. We've had some very meaningful conversations, which makes it a little weird that we don't know each other's names. But you know how that happens. You introduce yourself a couple of times, it doesn't stick, but then it's too late to do it again because you've had all these interactions in the meantime. Anyway, I only saw him once during the pandemic, and then again this past Tuesday. So it was a happy reunion. And he told me an incredibly moving story which felt perfect for Holy Week. In fact, it was the first time in this ministry that I cried. I've gotten misty-eyed before talking to people, but this was the first time that a tear actually escaped my eye and ran down my cheek. So here's the story. My friend told me about his cousin, whom I'm guessing is in his 60s. He lived on Long Island and had an adult daughter living in the city. She and her husband decided to move to Florida, and her dad said he would help, specifically by packing some of their stuff in his car and driving it down. So he comes to Manhattan, they load up his car, the daughter and son-in-law's car, and they caravan down to Florida. It takes 2 full days of driving, and the daughter rides most of the way with her dad, which is sweet. Then he gets a flat tire 30 minutes from their destination. So they all stop to deal with that, and once the spare tire is on the car, he tells his daughter, "Why don't you ride the rest of the way with your husband? You can pull up to your new home together." Makes sense. They hit the road. And then 5 minutes later, he is in a terrible car accident and dies. So here is his cousin, my friend, telling me this story. He is absolutely grief-stricken. The two of them were very close. But his way of telling the story emphasized moments of grace. The 2 days his cousin got to spend in the car with his daughter. His urging her to ride in the other car right before the accident. The fact that while that flat tire was being changed, he prayed the rosary to pass the time. And before they set out on the road trip from New York City, he went to his favorite bagel place. These details provided such comfort to my friend because he chalks them all up to God, and so do I, including that bagel. God is in the small stuff. And no, God did not prevent the deadly and devastating car accident. Just like God did not prevent the recent school shooting in Nashville or the tornadoes and storms that ripped through the Southeast and Midwest. But we affirm that God is active in our lives anyway. We affirm that moments of grace abound, especially in hardship and heartache. As our prayer book states in the burial rite, even at the grave we make our song, Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. I wonder if Mary Magdalene visited Jesus' grave with that song in her heart. Of course, she wouldn't have been connecting it to resurrection because little did she know. But I wonder if she thought, as many of us have thought about lost loved ones, "I'm so grateful for the time we had together. He changed my life. And somehow I can still feel his presence." She could still feel his presence. even in the grief and aftermath of trauma, even in the midst of fear and confusion and disappointment. Today, on this Easter Sunday, we celebrate the rest of the story, the turning of Mary's grief into joy in the face of our resurrected Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We celebrate the fact that Jesus conquered death, and through his death and resurrection, our sins are forgiven and we are reconciled to God. Jesus mended the breach between us and God that was created by sin. Therefore, he also built a bridge between earth and heaven so that we can follow him over that bridge when we die and live with him forever. Now, this is basic Christian doctrine, and it's a very big deal. There's no greater gift than eternal life with Jesus Christ. But there's more. There's more to our celebration today. Because when someone dies, you don't simply say, well, they're in a better place. That's true. And it is good news. But it doesn't quite cut it, right? Not usually. That's because the resurrection of Jesus isn't just about what happens in the afterlife. The resurrection impacts us in the here and now. It's a power that covers the whole of our lives. It's a power at work, even in our darkest moments. The risen Christ is here. He rose from the dead so that his spirit could stay with us and live through us, bringing us comfort and joy, strength in the struggle, and hope in the heartache. We are in Christ, and Christ is in us, and at the root of it all is our Easter acclamation, Christ is risen. Many of you will know that Passover began this past Wednesday. Last year, it began on Good Friday. It's always special when that happens because Jesus is our Paschal Lamb. He is the atoning sacrifice for our sins. And for that reason, I've taken opportunities to attend Seders with Jewish friends over the years. And for me, the best part of the Seder is Dayenu. Dayenu is an ancient song, but you can also speak it. And every time you say the word Dayenu, you dip your finger in wine and then flick a drop on your plate. The word itself means it would have been enough, or it would have sufficed. So here's the first verse. If God had brought us out of Egypt, but not carried out justice against the Egyptians, Dayenu, it would have been enough. If God had carried out justice against the Egyptians, but not against their idols, Dayenu. The song keeps building like that for 15 verses, ending with, if God had brought us into Israel, but not built for us the holy temple, Dayenu. As Christians, I think we can add some verses of our own to that story of salvation history, particularly around Jesus' resurrection. So here we go. If Jesus had opened the gate to everlasting life, but not promised to live in our hearts, Dayenu. And feel free to say it with me. If Jesus had promised to live in our hearts, but not given us his presence in the Eucharist, Dayenu. If Jesus had given us his presence in the Eucharist, but not the peace that passes understanding, Dayenu. If Jesus had given us the peace that passes understanding, but didn't guide our paths, give us strength to endure, and manifest his grace, mercy, and love, and freedom in our lives, Dayenu. Of course, the truth is that Jesus does all of those things. Forgiveness of sin would have sufficed. Meeting God in the afterlife would have sufficed. But thanks be to God, we meet him now. Like Mary Magdalene and the disciples, we get to encounter the risen Christ. We encounter him through the love of friends and the compassion of strangers, through our glorious worship today, through coincidences that aren't really coincidences, through moments of stillness, joy, tears, and belly-aching laughter. Our lives are shot through with the sacred, and his name is Jesus. Lord Christ, give us eyes to see your daily graces in our lives, and hearts to know, love, and serve you in the name and power of your glorious resurrection. Amen.